Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 46, You Are Never Too Old. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episodes are brought to us by William Krause III's Day Laborer Services. Do you have a hard time finding quality day laborers? Do you feel like your $2.25 an hour just don't go as far as it used to? Are you tired of day laborers without a firm command of the Queen's English? Well, look no further. Back in the 1990s, Billy Krause was the president, CEO, and chief laborer of Route 66 Lawn Care. And now, after nearly 30 years and several what some might call character-building experiences later, he's back and ready to sweat for you. Do you need help with weed whacking, corporate IT systems oversight, lawn mowing, data center security protocols, yard raking, mortuary services, or leaf blowing? Look no further than Billy Krause. I can assure you that he will give you an honest day's work for about $18. So whether your data center just got hacked by the Chinese Communist Party, your retaining wall looks to be sagging a bit, or dear old Aunt Betty finally moved on from this world, Billy's got a can-do attitude and a price point that raises absolutely no further questions. Call Billy. Ask him what $18 a day can get you. This is a satirical ad. No one's paying me anything, although for $18, you could get a day's worth of Billy. Earl opens this episode with a short but powerful challenge of one of the quiet assumptions many of us carry, that our most meaningful years, our most meaningful contributions belong to the younger years of our lives. He reminds us that history tells a different story. Some of the most significant work we admire came from people well into the second half of their lives. He points to figures like Alexander Graham Bell, whose later years were filled with continued innovation, and John Milton, who produced Paradise Lost later in his life. Earl also highlights Oliver Wendell Holmes, who once joked, "If you haven't cut your name on the door of fame by the time you've reached 40, you might as well put up your jackknife." And yet, Holmes went on to make many of his most important contributions in his 50s, 60s, 70s, and even 80s. The message is clear. For many people, the later chapters are where the real work begins. Earl stresses that as we age, it becomes even more important to develop our interests. Interests, he suggests, are like seeds. If you plant and tend them early in life, they have something to grow into later. One of the saddest pictures he paints is of a retired person with really unlimited time and nothing meaningful to do with it. Society, Earl argues, needs older people to keep learning, creating, and contributing. When experience is paired with curiosity, everyone benefits. To show how creativity and effort can set someone apart at any age, Earl shares two simple but memorable stories. The first is about a 70-year-old shoe salesman that worked during the Great Depression. Broke and struggling, he decided to do something different. He didn't just sell shoes, he thanked every customer, whether they bought anything or not. He asked each person who came in for the names of three friends, and later he would send those friends a handwritten note inviting them to come see him if they ever needed shoes. Over time, he became one of the most successful salesmen in the area, not because of luck, but because of attention and care. The second story is about a woman, an elderly woman, who ran a fruit stand along the side of a busy highway. With every purchase, she would toss in an extra piece of fruit. When customers asked her why, she would simply say, "Oh, just because." Her stand quickly became the most popular on the road, not because her fruit was any cheaper or better, but because her service felt human. Earl ends this episode with a reflection on aging and the kind of work we do. He suggests that people who continue to engage their minds through learning, thinking, and creating often seem to age more slowly than those who rely only on the physical labors. Whether or not this claim holds perfectly, the deeper point is this: mental engagement keeps life open, curious, and forward-looking, and that, in it of itself, is a kind of youthfulness. What this episode leaves me with is a quiet sense of permission. Permission to start again, to go deeper. Permission to believe that the most meaningful chapter might still be ahead. Maybe age doesn't close doors. Maybe it hands us better tools to walk through the ones we finally choose to open. Until next time. Remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.